Listening 14. Extract from a novel. A man is standing in the kitchen of a restaurant speaking on the phone. A 10-year-old child is sitting on the floor nearby, making loud noises with a spoon, knife, and a frying pan. The man covers the phone with his hand and turns to the child.
"Gregory, stop that! And don't play with knives, you'll cut yourself."
He returns to the phone.
"I'm sorry, what was I saying?"
"Oh yes, I was calling to confirm your reservation for this Saturday. Let's see if I've counted correctly, because it wasn't written clearly in the reservation book. There'll be 35 in your group, yeah?" There's another pause in the conversation. He says to the child,
"Gregory, you're completely out of control. I'm going crazy. If you don't stop that noise this second, I'm going to collect up all of your computer games when we get home and burn them."
He returns to the phone.
"Oh, yes, that sounds splendid. We have a fabulous chef who makes wonderful meals. We also have beautiful knives and forks for special occasions."
Another pause. He gives Gregory a cup of milk. Gregory takes it and walks to the fridge with his metal spoon.
Nah, don't worry. We don't fry anything."
"Yes, everything is fresh, nothing frozen."
"Okay, so we'll see you on Saturday then."
Yes. I repeat, we've got a brilliant chef. He's from France. He's very famous."
"I understand it's your daughter's wedding dinner and you only want the best."
"Oh, and one last thing. We'll collect the payments at the end of the evening before we close."
"Yes, €150 per person.
Bye." He puts the phone down.
"Okay, Gregory, take the frozen mushrooms out of the freezer and let's start frying them for this wedding dinner. We'll put them in the microwave when we need them, and let's use that pan you've been playing with. No need to wash it. I hate rich clients."